The ball came down our end, went into the back. I collected a ball just from the fence area, and the people against the fence were saying, "Bruce, please, you know, help us. They're killing us." And I looked along the fence and they all pushed against, and you can see the blue lines on their faces. And I said to the person with the gate, I said, "Can you get the gate open?" And they said, "No, we haven't got the keys. The steward has got the key." You can see people getting lifted out of that section to the top tier into the seats.
Absolute chaos here at the moment. A good start, but we have chaos with fans on the field, I'm afraid to say. The police have been guiding spectators out of the end, away to my left-hand side.
The police were at the front of the fence and didn't seem to be doing a great deal in those circumstances. I would have thought there must have been a gate that would open, or they might have been able to use bolt croppers to get in.
I saw the constable coming across, and that was the end of the game. Retrieving my things at the back of the goal, I picked up my bag and they said, "What can we use? You know, there's these lifeless bodies and we need to get them out." I said, "Well, use the advertising boards." So they broke the advertising boards and went in. And that's when we were taken off the field.
I can just remember the first time I saw a board being carried by four fans. There was somebody lying on this board and the lad's hand just dangled off the edge of the board. And one of the fans put the hand back on as though that made a big difference. So I think it was the futility of what they were trying to do.
Some of those spectators have spilled onto the field, but clearly something has gone badly wrong at that end of the ground where the Liverpool supporters are.
The more and more people that came on, I realised, although I couldn't say it at the time, that this was a major disaster we had on our hands and that people were clearly going to be killed.
We showered and nobody said a word. Got onto the bus with all our wives and family and we travelled back to Liverpool.
People of Sheffield had opened up their front doors to allow Liverpool fans to use the phones, because don't forget, this is before mobile phones, and a lot of young people forget that. There was queues, orderly queues, up the paths of many of these properties.
The first 45 minutes we were trying to listen to the radio, and when I got to around about 25 dead bodies, we switched it off and nothing was said by then. And it was very, very quiet on the bus going on.